Welcome to the TNT NewsHour on BBSRadio.com. This is not Evident Footprints. We had a little bit of a hookup problem there. We got it resolved, and I guess in the excitement of getting hooked up finally, Don decided to play the intro to my evening show. But that's okay. Same voice that's here during Evident Footprints. So nice to have you with us today on May the 28th, Wednesday. And as you may or may not know, if this is your first time listening, I'm here every Wednesday at this time, or usually a couple minutes earlier, when we do have these problems, which often happens on the Internet, especially when we're dealing with the truth. We often have, or occasionally have some problems. The powers that be sometimes don't want such a serious message getting out. What's going on in the world? Well, the news recently has hit very close to home for me. Yesterday, I was a two-hour guest on Michael Herzog's The American Awakening show on Republic Broadcasting Network, and I did an interview revealing the genealogical information behind John Sidney McCain Sr. That is the grandfather of the senator from Arizona who was born in, according to his genealogical records, his official records from the family, born at Coco Solo Naval Base in Panama. I went down the rabbit hole as a researcher and an intuitive investigative journalist and found many anomalies and outright lies as to who the family actually is, and made a connection to the King of England, which they like to proclaim, but the manner in which this occurred is not through immigration and the evolvement of a family line in the normal sense. Those of you who have relatives that came from Europe or Asia or Africa or South America or Central America or Australia, New Zealand, wherever your ancestors are from, if they did it by the real name, their birth dates, they were given a social security number, And they moved to a town, raised a family, had children, then grandchildren, great grandchildren, and so on. And your roots are traceable. Yet these people masquerading as world leaders or government leaders, national leaders, political leaders, your congressmen, your senators, possibly even your mayors and your city councilmen, are all transplants, and they're transplants from spy networks overseas. And I come right out and say that in the article, showing definite proof that that there is quite a bit of substantiation that these people are not who they say they are, and that we have great reason to be suspicious about their intentions. Now, how does that hit home? I mentioned a couple of moments ago that this hits home. When you're revealing the truth, and those of us in the alternative media, such as on the program you're listening to right now, or any alternative radio that you listen to where you tend to hear something quite different from what you hear in the mainstream media, the powers that be do not intend for the truth to get out. So they do things like they play around with the computer lines on the Internet. They hack computers. They do what they can. They'll even intercept the signal and insert their own version of what they would like the listening audience to hear. I've heard it done to George Norrie recently on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie. The sequel to The Art Bell Show, which ran for many, many years, and when art no longer became effective in the mind-control, brainwashing, disinformation campaign that the CIA and the powers that be ran through Premier Broadcasting Network and Clear Channel, which is owned by the same Zionists that control all the rest of the mainstream media, they decided that George Norrie would be a suitable replacement. He's an excellent broadcaster, very well known, often touches upon the truth too much for their taste, and so occasionally they will interject some program material actually pirating the airwaves. And the way they did this recently was during an interview with Alex Jones, the well-known Patriot radio talk show host that has been exposing the New World Order. Now, I have my own personal opinions about Alex Jones. Let it suffice to say that he is producing some very controversial DVDs, documentary productions that are showing the intentions of the New World Order, exposing the Zionist connection, exposing who these charlatans are that are running the world governments, the corporations, the military-industrial complex, and so on. During Alex Jones' interview, and this occurred, I would say maybe about 6 weeks ago, at the most 2 months ago, but it seems like it was about 6 weeks ago, Alex Jones is talking and revealing secrets of the Bilderbergers and talking about the Bohemian Grove, the satanic ritual location in California where they carry on their satanic worship and their human sacrifices and blood drinking ceremonies. These are not wild imaginations. These have been documented. And there are lists of the members published. You can put the word Bohemian Grove, the words Bohemian Grove, into a search engine, and you'll come up with such documentation. It's quite simple. It's no secret who these people are, although they like to believe that they're above the law and using the dark negative forces of the universe to accomplish their goals. So anyone who speaks the truth, and on this particular evening, Alex Jones was speaking the truth, is a threat to their agenda, and so they found it necessary to pirate the airwaves, stop the broadcast of Alex Jones' interview on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie, and insert a monologue of Deepak Chopra. Many people on this that listen to this network would recognize the name. He's known for his spiritual teaching and his revelations about sound health and a sound mind and success and things like that. All of a sudden, you hear Deepak Chopra talking about angels, and they totally hijacked the airwaves. And when George Norrie got back on the airwaves, he was incensed, and he said, "How dare you? You will not pirate. You will not hack my airwaves." And basically dealt with it like that. But I'm sure behind the scenes that the feces hit the fan, we could say. Now, what does that have to do with my show or any other show where people are revealing the truth? Well, they have a tendency to cause computer crashes, and the voice internet protocol, or I should say voice over internet protocol, the VoIP programs that we might be using, all of a sudden become suspect, non-functional, even though the programs themselves will indicate how many users are on the line. They have a tendency to interrupt the signal and to cause all sorts of anomalies to occur, to make it difficult for you to hear my voice or for me to hear my guest's voice or to hear your calls. I suspect that even many people who are saying they're trying to call in are receiving some sort of a blockade or a roadblock to having that call go through. I've heard it countless times from people that tell me that they tried getting through to the network, and although we have no callers on the line, people are not getting through. And if you were to talk to anyone that works as an engineer at the network, they would probably tell you the same stories. So this is supported by fact. And we could just take last night's Evident Footprints broadcast as an example. Now, how is this news? Well, I happen to have had a two-hour show scheduled last night, and we were going to reveal some secret scriptures that should have been in the Christian Bible, what is called the Holy Bible, and we were also going to discuss the Quran with my knowledgeable and prolific as an author guest, Dr. Qasem Khalil. And I was able to make contact with Dr. Khalil, and we have rescheduled that show for June the 3rd. He was sitting there waiting for his phone to ring, and on our end, his phone was ringing, and we even got an answering machine. But for some reason, it appears that phone call was intercepted. So we'll deal with it in another fashion the next time around. Nonetheless, I got it. Coincidentally, now I'm referring back to the beginning of this monologue where I mentioned that I was a guest on Michael Herzog's show. During Michael's show, and in the introduction, before I shared all this genealogical information that I've alluded to, Michael brought up the personal story of his experience that day, yesterday, the 27th of May, that Homeland Security had requested that his stepdaughter go in for a special hearing. The hearing basically was a ruse to get her arrested, and she has been kidnapped, detained by Homeland Security in a holding facility in Florence, Arizona, some 75 miles from her home in the Phoenix, Arizona area. Now, why would Homeland Security target a girl who happened to emigrate from Scotland, who is the stepdaughter of Michael Herzog, who is a talk show host on a Patriot network? Why would they take her and inter her in one of these, what we know to be like a FEMA prison camp, or I could even go on to say a concentration camp. It's a facility surrounded by barbed wire fences. What else could you call it? Let's not mince words here. Michael was very distraught, as was his wife, Lindsay, who was left there for 3 hours after they had told her that they were going to release her and that she was going to have to post a bond. They turned around and came up with some bogus explanation as to something on the back of her visa that violated the law. And they darn well know that her mother married an American, and the family altogether, since they were minors, had been living in the United States. So this is just a ruse to get Michael Herzog to stop broadcasting the truth. Now, we as journalists and as talk show hosts will not cower down to these people. We will not bend over like they would like us to, and to, for lack of a better expression, take it in the rear to submit to their Nazi, communist, socialist, fascist tactics. They will not identify who they are. They have to do everything in secret, which shows you the character they're made from. Not to mention the perverted bloodlines they have, not to mention their homosexuality, not to mention the murder and fear and mayhem and chaos and corruption that they disperse about the planet. And so it's my privilege to be on the TNT NewsHour to say this to you. They are Zionists masquerading as Judeo-Christians, masquerading as whatever they want to call themselves, whatever serves their purpose of the day. And unfortunately, those that erroneously consider themselves to be of Jewish extraction, and I'm talking about Judeans, if you want to call them Semites, that's fine. Well, these are just labels. But when we talk about people that have a certain heritage related to the Hebrew faith or the language that pairs with that, we are talking about people masquerading as if they are the victims. These are the people that are causing all the problems in the world through their control and their propagandizing of the mainstream media, the mind control programs, the secret foundations, and all of these so-called offshoot foundations that are fighting for liberty and fighting for your, if they ever use the word freedom, that's a farce. And I'm talking about the Anti-Defamation League, and I'm talking about the ACLU, which are nothing but shill corporations that they funnel money to. Usually, it's secret. If it's not directly from our government, it goes through the corporate ladder in some fashion, and then they target regular Americans to silence us from telling us the truth. And so that's what Michael Herzog is going through right now. And there are other talk show hosts, there were other researchers, other journalists who have been, if they haven't been murdered, they've been imprisoned, falsely incarcerated, with no charges, no defense, no legal representation, many of them having been drugged. And stop and think about this. This is not a singular issue. This is not a single case I'm talking about. This is happening repeatedly. And it's happening all over the world. It's not just happening here in the United States. But we are the so-called last bastion of freedom, if there is any such thing as freedom here anymore in this country with all the corruption that there is. Everything is really organized crime masquerading as government. That's all it is. Organized crime. And I may be repeating something that I have said on another show. I apologize if the topic doesn't sound as fresh as you would like it to be. But there are too many people asleep or sleepwalking or in some level of somnambulism that are totally oblivious to what's going on. Definitely there were people in denial about what's going on. And those that point these things out are labeled conspiracy theorists, that somehow we have this theory that there is a conspiracy. I can tell you flat out there's a conspiracy. You have no idea how many people died on 9/11. They put out the word or the number, the figure 3,000, roughly 3,000 people. It could be as many as 30,000 people were in those Twin Towers. Coincidentally, anyone of so-called Jewish extraction was notified not to report to work that day. They caught Israelis, and I see a paper trail leading to Israel and Zionist factions working within the government, within our government, directly tied to the Israeli intelligence agencies. And much of this information has not come out yet and will be coming out soon. So you can trust that these issues are not finished. They're not going to get swept under the rug like they think they are. I was reading something on a Japanese website today, and it's interesting. I came upon this site after entering the name Hillary Rosenberg into a search engine, because Hillary Clinton is not who she claims to be. And I found that this Japanese journalist that just has a website and is posting the truth about these people is being targeted by them. They're making death threats to individuals, sending him threatening emails, telling him his time is up, that they're tired of him exposing their plans, and he's becoming somewhat of a danger to them now, because people are starting to wake up that they're not going to recognize what's really going on. And I would like to think that out of the spiritually conscious listeners we have at on a regular basis at BBS Radio, that the listeners now to this show or to the archive are going to realize that we talk about this as much as we do. We talk about these issues as much as we do because these issues are real. Many people want to turn their heads and pretend like this is not going on. I hear the argument, well, if you pay attention to it, you know, you draw energy to it. Well, in a sense, that's true. If you pay attention to anything, even if you pay attention to ignorance, you draw more energy to ignorance. It works both ways, folks. Or denial. If you continue denying, you strengthen the denial. Now, where's the consciousness in that? Where's the expansion of consciousness in that? It works both ways. And so I will not be criticized by anyone for supporting both sides. There are people in denial. There are people asleep. And we have a duty. Those of us who are awake have a duty to awaken those people. Or just go on with your mission. I'm not going to criticize you beyond that point, but I'm not going to take the criticism myself for voicing my opinions or my convictions in regard to that. Yes, we do attract what we think to us, but our sweeping it under the rug or turning our heads and pretending like it's not there is just as disingenuous as those who are perpetrating all of these crimes against humanity. And if you want to talk about the banking industry and the illusion of money, we can talk about that. It's all an illusion. Yet, it's bringing the world to its knees. Why is it so important? If money is an illusion, why is it so successful as a tool to drive down the quality of life of billions of people? Why is a handful of people enabled to control billions of people's lives? You tell me that. Those of you who are spiritually awakened, and if it's ignorance, if it's a lower consciousness, then you have a duty to raise their consciousness, just as much as you do to find people that agree with you on your platform. It's easy to talk to people that are in agreement with you because you don't have to confront anything else. You know, it's like inviting people to your house for a Super Bowl party. You're not going to invite somebody that doesn't like football, are you? Or somebody that doesn't root for your team. So you're going to invite the people that you choose to be around, the people that are going to agree with you. And often some of the most profound messages come through disagreement. And through careful examination of both sides of an issue, or all sides, including what's in the middle. Because often it's not what's on the left or what's on the right, but exactly what's in the middle that matters. The place where you have a balance of the two energies, those of you who are experts on metaphysics know exactly what I'm talking about. We have an imbalance of the negative right now. We have an imbalance of darkness. There's not enough light. How do you shine the light on something if you don't bring out the truth? And the truth is not something up there above the clouds only. It's everywhere. Everywhere. And that includes here, down on the planet, and in the ground. The truth is everywhere. And so to pretend like it isn't is disingenuous. Now, these people are using what they like to call satanic rituals or Luciferian concepts. They have their secret societies. They have to use pseudonyms. They can't identify themselves by their real names. And even in the course of their corruption, they have to change their names. And I can prove this beyond a reasonable doubt. I've already proven it, and it's already been admitted that the Bush family's real name is Scherf. I wish people would start calling them Scherf, because that's their name. That's the name they were born with. And they came here to the United States as spies, and I hear these cockamamie stories about they're related to the Queen of England, or they're related to the King of England, or they go all the way back to Jesus. This is the level of deceit and corruption that these people use to brainwash everyone else. And I still hear these stories. I hear them on mainstream media, and I read about them as I'm researching on the internet. These people are laying this out in front of you, and you're as bait, like fish bait, like a night crawler, and you're swallowing it hook, line, and sinker without questioning it whatsoever. And the research is out there. It's been out there for some time, and I'm not the only one that talked about this. There are others that wrote about the Bush family in terms of the corruption prior to World War II, when they set up the banking dynasties in New York. And it was the so-called Jewish bankers who were really Zionist bankers, okay, the Ashkenazis, the Khazars from Mongolia, that had to lie about who they were so they could take over other lands, because they had been thrown out of Mongolia, basically. And then they went back there during the war and oppressed the people that were there. And everything has been about building up military and starting wars all over the place so they can raid the oil wells and steal the gold and steal their jewelry and steal all of their valuables, their artwork, their culture, and then steal the identities of the people themselves and make new identities out of thin air. And these are the people on the media. None of these people use their real names. And then these people are under mind control and have implants, electronic implants, and are virtually run like robots. And people sit there listening to them, soaking in every word as if they're hearing the truth. And it's nothing could be further from the truth as to what comes out of their mouth as their eyes are fixed on a teleprompter. And I remind the listeners, I'm not looking at any notes whatsoever. This is coming off the top of my head. It's coming out of my consciousness in disgust of what's going on in this country and in this world. And everyone is going about their business like nothing is wrong. Well, there's going to come a time soon, folks, and I'm going to make a prediction that all of you who are just sitting on your hands next to a bag of potato chips and a six-pack of beer are going to, and I'm not criticizing that those that eat potato chips and drink beer. I'm just saying your couch potato lifestyle is going to be shattered when certain things become revealed to you. And then it's going to be too late. And then people are going to come knocking on my door asking me for their help. And I'm not going to be willing to help anymore, because I'm doing that work right now. Whether you like it or not, I'm doing it now. And that's a choice I made, and I'm being led by a higher consciousness to do that. As difficult as that might seem for those of you who consider yourselves to be spiritually advanced, spiritually knowledgeable, or educated, or sensitive, awakened, whatever term you want to give it. They're only words. Your actions speak much louder than any words that you could come forward with. For in attacking me or anyone else that's bringing a real message of truth out. Now, the truth comes in many shapes, many sizes, many different colors. And I'm not criticizing anyone that feels that they're doing their life's calling. So be it, if that's the case. So be it. You are exempt from what I'm saying right now. You have no flaws, no sins. You are unstained. There's nothing I can do. I'm not attacking. What I'm trying to do is get those that supposedly are awake to pay more attention to what is going on and realize that this is serious business. It's business for these people. And they've made it so secret. Why do you think all the corporations have moved or are moving out of this country? Why have they moved out? Number one, to escape the tax laws. Is it coincidental that when I'm doing genealogy on presidential candidates, can't find social security numbers, birthplaces, birth dates, any genealogy, anything that really looks real? Is it a coincidence? And then the stories that they give us, why these companies fold up and how they're doing so poorly, while they run with the money they made when you bought stock in these corporations. I don't hear the people that lost money coming out. People say, oh, the economy's great. Stock market's doing great. It's corrupt from top to bottom. And you will see more examples as the days go on of that, substantiating that. So we're experiencing things in the world right now that really are beyond common sense. They're beyond imagination. Yet these people have secretly published and their little documents and their little books and their little agendas have been leaked or accidentally discovered by people who have felt they were important enough to bring them out and to share with us, to tell us, to forewarn us what their plans are. We have concentration camps being built all over the country. For whom? For the people that they're intentionally letting illegally enter the country? I don't think so. Their doctrine says that they're going to be for those of us who are speaking the truth, just like I am right now. Oh, well, I can't believe that my country would do this. I can't believe that my country would steal money from the Treasury. Just can't believe that. That's impossible. Well, that's the thing. We're talking about belief. We're talking about the very mind control system that they use to stop you from waking up, to stop you from figuring out what's going on, because your knowledge of that would thwart their plans. And my speaking about it is, if you're open to what I'm saying and at least willing to consider it or do some research about what I'm saying, I'm not asking anyone to believe what I'm saying. All I'm saying is that if you have any doubts, you can do the research yourself. I'm giving you plenty of topics, and I can back it up with facts. These things have been going on for thousands of years on this planet. Thousands, 15,000 years, the last run. 15,000 years. And ever since the birth of Jesus, it's really, really gone downhill, because there was a message of truth that Jesus brought, as all the other prophets that walked the earth. And every time a man who spoke the truth came forward and was heard by the masses and had a message conflicting with the Zionist plot, they would have him murdered. They would conjure up a way to get that person murdered. I was reading an article yesterday by author-publisher Christopher Story at worldreports.org describing the goings on of the CIA and the Pentagon. Very interesting article, and you can read it on my website, directlightproductions.com, by clicking on news and clicking on the first news article. And that article describes Dick Cheney and George W. Bush pocketing money from stolen computers, literally pocketing the cash, putting it in their own pockets. I don't mean figuratively. I mean literally. This is filmed. And making threats to people who are exposing the corruption going on. Halliburton has an office right in the CIA. They have an office of some 40 agents working there, just creating every scam they can, every financial scam they can. Cheney is running Halliburton, despite what we were told in the media, that he resigned his position as CEO of Halliburton. He's running Halliburton not just out of the CIA, but also out of the Pentagon. The day before 9/11, Donald Rumsfeld said, "We've misplaced $2.3 trillion. where did the Pentagon get $2.3 trillion? Well, I've been talking for the past 2 years about embezzlement going on directly from the U.S. Treasury. Where do they come? Where does an organization, the Pentagon, on the books shows $380 billion a year that they get through appropriations, which is way too much money. This is all used secretly for black projects. Trillions of dollars missing. Trillions. And it wasn't just in 2001 that occurred. The year before that, it was $2.7 trillion. And the year before that, again, $2.3 trillion. And the Zionist names associated with that came out after 9/11, like Dov Zakheim. These international drug dealers, arms dealers, bioweapons dealers that are working right there in the Pentagon. And they're not Americans. You've got Homeland Security. Michael Chertoff, the director of Homeland Security, has dual citizenship. He's got an Israeli passport. He's an Israeli citizen running our Homeland Security. Tell me that doesn't sound like the attack on the USS Liberty in 1967 that Lyndon Johnson, through his Zionist wife, Lady Bird. Covered up, orchestrated, and facilitated. And then it was covered up by guess who? The father of John McCain, the senator. John Sidney McCain Jr. was an admiral in the U.S. Navy and on the so-called investigative commission that looked at the Liberty unit, where over 200 soldiers, 200 sailors died on the ship as they were being bombed by Israeli jets. They were ordered not to shoot at the jets to defend themselves by Lyndon Johnson. Very few people know about that. And that investigation was whitewashed by a guy running for president right now, John McCain, the guy that was reported a couple of months ago peeing his pants in Iraq and not even realizing it. Tell me that there's not something wrong with that picture. But you've got people saying, oh, yeah, John McCain, he's our man. He's the best qualified candidate. Can't vote for Hillary Clinton because her husband was having sex with Monica Lewinsky while in the Oval Office. In fact, that sounds like a pun, Oval Office. It's obvious Lewinsky was a Mossad agent trained to compromise Bill Clinton. And it's obvious his wife Hillary is a Mossad agent and a CIA agent, mind you. What basis do I have to back that statement? Well, you'll see in a forthcoming article in the Idaho Observer. You will see. But I pinpoint it closer and right, it's a dead bullseye. More so than any other researcher, and great work has been done by other researchers. Webster Tarpley has gone down the rabbit hole on the Bush family and on the Clintons and definitely comes to some of the same conclusions that I came to. But he did not do the research I did in locating exactly where she was from and exactly to whom she was born. Same with Barack Obama. Same thing. Now, I can't say that about Ron Paul. But, you know, there's always the remote possibility that something similar is in his background, too. Why not? It's everywhere else. None of these people are who they say they are. That should be an issue. You're required to show who you are when you get a job or when you get a loan for a house. I mean, they're wanting to know who you are when you get onto an airplane. Oh, you say, oh, well, that's because of terrorists. The government is the terrorist. One, singular. One terrorist, the government. But if you're asleep, you can't know that. If you're unconscious, you can't know that. If you're ignorant, you can't know that. And when you hear me say it, it makes no sense. Why would I be saying this? Why would they set up all this security? Don't you see it's a Gestapo tactic? It's the same thing Hitler did in Germany. First, they take away the rights. Little by little, they take away the rights. They try to do it so slowly that you don't notice it. But as people are waking up and bringing the information to others, telling others the truth, all of a sudden now it's too dangerous for too many people to wake up at the same time. So then they start taking those truth tellers out, one at a time. They try to do it slowly if they can so nobody notices. I can name some people that they've targeted. Greg Palast. Don Bolus was blown up in Arizona, uncovering corruption years ago in the Phoenix area, in Maricopa County. Major international corruption tied to the Justice Department. They blew him up. And in his dying words, he named the person behind it. He knew who was trying to kill him. Ernst Zundel. The list goes on. Danny Castellaro was writing some hit pieces on these people. Writing's on the wall. And the article I mentioned from Christopher Story. Christopher is talking about all the hits going on in CIA families, that people are found with their skin peeled off, their whole body, left out in the street in foreign countries. I'm not making this up, folks. At least 167 people, a six-year-old boy, teenage girl. It's going on a daily basis because these people know too much. They know about the corruption. They know who's behind it. They know who's profiting from it. And they've figured out what the next move is or what the next step is going to be. They've announced they intend to have a one-world government where we are all the sheeple, we are all their slaves, and they basically can do whatever they choose to do. They just enrich themselves with their insatiable greed and continue on with their perverted lifestyles and try to pervert as many of us as they can. Through the media, through their mind control programs, even through the food you eat or the medicines you think you're taking or you are taking. I mean, I'm using the term loosely because they're not medicines, they're toxins, they're poisons. Anything that's toxic is poisonous and may mask a symptom of one disease while giving you another. We talk about all these things night after night on my show and on other shows. And somehow people just aren't, they're not getting it. They're not waking up. They just don't seem to be able to catch on to what's going on. American Idol has taken over the consciousness. And if it's not that now, there again, it's Paris Hilton and Lindsay Lohan and Britney Spears. Britney Spears, the dingbat, is now making a comeback. Oh, are you ready for that? Now, they've painted her to be totally dysfunctional, but now she's going to make another comeback. And still people can't see the game that's being played. And what is the relevance to the millions of people that are dying around the world being injected with laced vaccines and being microchipped and being starved to death or just outright murdered while they fatten their pockets from their proceeds of weapon sales and bioweapon sales and whatever perversions they want to put out there that they give us as our reality. This is the real world. and you're supposed to shudder and cower down in fear. Come protect us, save us from the evil monsters. Monsters that they themselves created because they are the monster. They are the demons that they talk about. Folks, I don't know what else to share with you this afternoon. I guess this is just one of these wake-up call shows here where I'm sharing a lot about what's going on. And what seems to be most pervasive is the fact that so many people are asleep. And some are going to wake up and some are not. And if this message touched anyone, at least tell a friend to listen to the archive or to listen to future shows. You're not going to hear this on mainstream media because it exposes exactly who these people are and what their intentions are. So you're not going to hear it there. So I make no apologies for anything I've said. In the meantime, I will be hosting Evident Footprints tonight. My special guest will be Tony Elizabeth Sarah Petrinovich, PhD, and we're going to be talking about some of these issues from a consciousness level, from a higher consciousness level as well. Do tune into the show as well as many other shows on bbsradio.com. Special thanks to my engineer and executive producer, co-founder of BBS Radio, Don Newsom. In the meantime, I'll see you all next week or tonight. Have a good day.
$5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.